This is a recording to support the practice of labeling or noting. If you're new to this practice, you might want to look for and listen to our recording at Mindfulness Northwest, where the labeling practice is introduced with extensive instructions. So, taking your seat, a little bit of an emphasis here on being alert and upright, while also relaxed and open. Beginning with our usual process of grounding, settling, landing, reconnecting with stability as best you can. Nothing's so-called perfect. There's no particular right way you're supposed to be. But through the support of the practice and taking this balanced, alert, still posture, working gently with your mind and heart, working with attention to land on something that's anchoring the body sitting here, sensations in that body, the breath. It could also be the sounds and the environment around you, to choose something that feels right for you as a center point, where you bring your attention back to, that's present, focused, and in some way stabilizing and grounding for you as best you can. Practice has value even when we're agitated, even when it seems like we're not settling particularly. But just to make this gentle effort to hang with this for a few minutes is valuable. So labeling begins with the essentials of mindfulness meditation: stabilizing, working with attention, and inclusive of the attention getting lost. If you're no longer on your anchoring experience in breath or body or sound, that you can notice that and come back. Just come back. Opening out to labeling is holding this anchor more lightly, giving the mind, heart, consciousness a little more space, a little more room to actually allow the mind go where it goes, while just gently, gently resting on this intention, on this anchor. When the mind does go to some other experience, including the experience of thinking thoughts, that's where we just apply that label, category, simple label, simple descriptor, where the mind got to, and come back. to the anchor. Kind of touching and coming back. Noticing without getting too wrapped up in it as much as possible and coming back. Where is the mind now? Just noticing, really noticing, identifying, this is, then coming back. Could be a mental phenomena, thinking, more specific, planning, memory, emotional, worry, annoyance, lots of things come up. Physical, twinge, knee, even pain. But there, it might be helpful to be a little more specific. Is it burning, throbbing? What is the sensation? Can you label that? And treating all of these as equally as we can. Just noticing where the mind went, where the attention went. Identifying that, applying this label, coming back. Coming back. There's a feeling your way about your own collection of labels. broader, like thinking, more specific, like work, worry, memory. What feels helpful? It's where you're really touching in and noticing. What is the mind doing now? I'm noticing it with a little space. Just the label. No need to get lost in the details. This may vary depending on your mind state. Sometimes being a little more specific. Worry about work. Sometimes a little more general. Thinking. Spacey place. So this is a creative endeavor. Meeting and meeting again your own mind in this way. Where is the mind now? As you notice where the mind is now, perhaps inviting a little appreciation. Even when the mind is taking us to a difficult place, or a repetitive, tiresome place, it's trying so hard to keep you aware, keep you prepared, keep you safe, keep you organized, track the environment. The mind's evolved to do all this, and the details, even if they aren't always that helpful, arise from all the causes and conditions in your life and the history and society, everything. And here it is in a moment of the mind. Just to notice, perhaps it was a little invitation to yourself to be glad that your mind works in this way as best it can. But then release from the whole thing again. That's important too. This isn't an analysis practice. It's a noticing practice. And we notice from the landing place, the basis of present-centered awareness, anchored in the breath and the body. Could be the sounds around you in the environment, choosing that anchor, returning there, staying there gently, gently, and noticing where the mind goes. Labeling it, coming back. Whatever way feels right to you in this moment. Just gently bringing an energy into this, the energy of alertness, of awareness. Relax, but like sitting on the edge of your seat, wondering, what is this moment? What's happening right now? The sensations of the anchoring phenomena. Noticing those with some clarity. And then noticing, oh, the mind's here now. Where did it go? Coming back. To forgive ourselves when we get lost in a train of thought and just kind of completely forget we're doing this practice. This is natural. Then we can notice that after a while and come back. It's nice to, towards the end or periodically, to really release the effort, really let go of trying, just resting in awareness. Maybe the mind will go somewhere and you'll notice and label that. Maybe not. The center of this practice, and all of them really, this deep resting and awareness, resting in the present, resting in this moment, right here, right now.